Welcome to Connected Roots, educational insights for a better world. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Humane Education Coalition. We are an international alliance for collective impact. Our mission is to advance the field of humane education for the betterment of all living things. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals, support their work, and foster respect and compassion among their constituents. Learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 3, we welcome Christina Holvershorn, teacher, humane educator, and author of the recently released children's book, Secret of the Troublemakers. Christina is the Indianapolis program manager at HEART, Humane Education Advocates Reaching Teachers, and the director of humane and restorative programs at Peace Learning Center. Stay tuned until the end of our episode to learn about a special giveaway of Christina's book, Secret of the Troublemakers. Christina, thank you so much for joining us today on Connected Roots.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start by talking about your background. What led you to the field of humane education?
Yeah, from a young age, looking back, I would call myself an activist. I was really concerned with specifically environmental issues, animal issues, and some human rights issues. And so that was who I was as a middle schooler, or a high schooler, and I became a teacher. And all of a sudden, once I was a teacher and I saw these rich interactions that could happen within the world of education, I wanted something more. I wanted something even richer from my activist life. And so I actually stumbled upon the Institute for Humane Education at an animal rights conference, and the rest is history. So I found my people and I found my place within humane education and found my way to an organization called HEART. And now I live it in so many different ways. I get to do humane education in many, many different ways in my career.
I also found the Institute for Humane Education years ago, and that was my entrance into the field of humane education as well. So I can very much relate.
Yep.
So your new book, Secret of the Troublemakers, seems to me like the ideal book for young readers who want to make a difference in our world. And you're really redefining the term troublemaker in this book. Could you share maybe a brief summary of the book with our listeners?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'll start with just this premise that this book starts from this notion, and this is a notion I firmly believe, that children are naturally creative, passionate, and compassionate beings. And there's something about our culture, perhaps it's our education system, but there's something about the way that we're bringing children up that we're sort of painting this negative or adversarial picture of activism and change makers. Because in their own time, most activists and change makers, think Martin Luther King, think Harriet Tubman, were really viewed as sort of scary, negative forces. And so Secret of the Troublemakers is really about giving kids and all of us permission to really align our actions and our lives with our concerns. And usually our concerns, I mean, most humans, I really believe, are deeply compassionate people. And I think Secret of the Troublemakers is about giving us permission to live these compassionate lives. So the whole premise is that we've kept a secret from children, which is that troublemaking is a bad thing. And we're redefining the word troublemaking. And what I say is that troublemakers are the ones who are sticking up for others, who are making things right, who are, you know, doing all of these really positive things. And so by redefining the term, hopefully we're letting kids tap into that compassionate, creative part of them.
Tell me more about your work at Peace Learning Center and HEART. What exactly do you do in those two roles, and what societal issues do you think your work addresses?
I'll start with the work I do in my role as Director of Restorative Programs at Peace Learning Center. So I work within the field of restorative justice. So I do training for a lot of different organizations and schools to really teach them how to use restorative practices and restorative justice within their environments. So we're really redefining discipline. And then I also implement this work. So I'm often the person that local schools and organizations call when they have a real serious situation on their hands. So a child who is up for expulsion, up for suspension, or a topic that schools don't necessarily know how to talk about. To be quite honest, often those involve racial bias, religious bias, things like that, that schools are nervous to deal with. And so I do a lot of that work, and it's growing. And that gives me so much hope, because people are realizing that pushing children out of our educational spaces isn't doing anyone a favor. It's the opposite of what our kids need, and it's really the opposite of what our society needs. So we're learning new ways of addressing discipline, and the school-to-prison pipeline, and all of those issues are fundamental to that work, because we are disproportional in the way that we suspend and expel children. And so all of that work is designed to help all kids and make sure that we're not using particularly racial bias in our discipline models. So that's my work in restorative justice. And then my humane education work at Peace Learning Center, we started a museum. It's called Be the Change. It's a humane education museum. But I also run a climate camp. I co-direct a climate camp, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a camp of kids who are concerned about the environment, particularly climate change. And believe it or not, there's so much demand for it, we've had to make it 2 weeks. So our first week, we call it the week for new climate warriors. And the second week, those are our all-stars. So those are kids who around the whole state of Indiana have been doing climate work. And these are the kids that really embody what can happen when we put a lot of humane education effort into children. So these kids have done amazing things. So throughout the year, so we have the camp, but then my colleague, Jim Poyser, does a lot of work with them. He works for Earth Charter Indiana. He does a lot of work with them throughout the year. They have done incredible things. So they've passed a youth-led resolution in Indiana, pledging carbon neutrality by the year 2035, and that's for Indianapolis. And so if we can do that in Indianapolis, imagine the potent force children can be. They've also been featured in a documentary called Little Warriors. So if you have any way of checking that out, you can see our kids in action doing speeches, and they just do amazing work. And they're really working to mobilize local youth on this issue of climate change. And they're organizing a sister march. There's a youth-led climate march on July 21st, and they're leading a sister march here in Indianapolis on that date. So for HEART, I do a lot of curriculum development. I do all kinds of other work to create resources and humane education opportunities for people all over the world.
Wow. Just wow. You're doing some really incredible work. In recent years, you were involved, as you mentioned, in the development of Be the Change, and that's an interactive museum at Peace Learning Center in Indianapolis. As I understand it, the museum was designed to build empathy and compassion by showing people of all ages how small changes they make in their daily lives can make a big difference for our planet. I'm sure the museum has had many visitors from around the world, and I can't wait to visit as soon as I have the opportunity. Could you tell me a little more about the museum and maybe share a memorable moment you've had with someone who has experienced Be the Change?
Yeah, I'd love to. So Be the Change was a museum that we started because I was doing all this cool stuff with HEART, and I'm a tactile learner, and I was a Montessori kid, so it just made sense for me to try to convey some of these humane education topics in very hands-on ways. And so I took some of the work that I had been doing and ended up making 30 discrete exhibits. So there's 30 little stations that you can visit throughout Be the Change, and they cover all sorts of topics. So they cover anywhere from, we have a battery hen cage, an actual one that was taken from a facility. I think it was affected by a tornado or something. So we just had this, so kids can actually see what the space of a hen would, her life would be like. We have exhibits on deforestation and ecosystems to see how all of these factors are intertwined. I mean, there's everything, waste and consumption, all of these different things that, you know, it's interesting to me that we kind of reserve these topics for adults because we think that kids can't handle them. And I'll say kids understand this stuff readily. They get it, and they have so much less in the way of understanding what they can do to make things better. So it's my very favorite thing, honestly, to lead kids on tours to be the change, because they understand it immediately and they can tap right into that passion of what can I do. And one of the themes that we have running through the museum is being a change maker. And, you know, of course we ask kids to define what that means for them. We never define that. We're not dogmatic in any way there. And I will say that one of my favorite moments that happens in the museum is the very final exhibit. It just asks the question, who's the change maker that the world is waiting for? And you pull back the curtain and it's a mirror. So the children are seeing an image of themselves. And something happens when they see that, because they understand that they really have so much power and so much potential. And if we align them with these topics and that they're so interested in and so passionate about, it's amazing the kinds of things that can happen. And I ask them, I say, you know, who has the solution? Because we talk about the problems and we very quickly turn to the solutions, because it can be disheartening and heavy, as you know, if we talk too much about these really, you know, heavy problems. And I tell them that the solutions are right here in this room. They're in your hearts and in your minds and in your hands. And kids just get that. They feel that. And that's really part of what Secret of the Troublemakers are. Keep that, you know, where you need to have it. Keep that fresh. Keep that towards the surface, because kids are amazing with their creativity and their ability to solve problems that, I get so excited by this work, because I know for sure that kids can address some of these problems that previous generations have created. And so that's what it's all about for me, is making sure that they can tap into that and feel good about tapping into that part of themselves.
What a great model for other organizations around the world. I think it's an opportunity for others to maybe learn from what you've accomplished with Be the Change.
If anybody ever visits or wants to see any of the exhibits, I'm happy to share any of the materials that I have, because sometimes that's happened. I've shared with, I think, someone in China and someone in somewhere in the South that you know, if there's an exhibit that you want, I'm more than happy to share. So reach out if you want something.
Great. And it sounds like Secret of the Troublemakers is a perfect complement to your work at Peace Learning Center and HEART, sort of expanding that empowering message to a much wider audience, which is exactly what we need to do in humane education. Where can listeners go to purchase a copy of your book?
It's available on Amazon. That's an easy click away. But it's also at barnesandnoble.com. booksamillion.com. And then I also have a website, secretofthetroublemakers.com. So you can go to any of those places. And if you have a favorite local bookstore, you can always go in and ask for them to order you a copy as well. They should be able to do that.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Connected Roots, Christina. We are delighted to have Peace Learning Center and HEART as partners of the coalition. And we really look forward to collaborating with you and supporting your work as an author.
Thank you so much. This was fun.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, we're giving away a copy of Secret of the Troublemakers to one lucky reader. Enter to win up to 3 times by liking, sharing, or tagging a friend to our post about the giveaway on Facebook. Find us there at the handle HE Coalition. The deadline to enter is July 19th. Peace Learning Center is online at peacelearningcenter.org. HEART can be found at teachheart.org. And you can find more information about Christina Holvershorn's new book at secretofthetroublemakers.com. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and magical moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Contact the Humane Education Coalition at give@hecoalition.org for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.